Good evening to you, brothers and sisters. We gather again this evening to pause, to reflect upon God's love for us and how we're sharing his love with others, how we're making efforts to reach beyond ourselves as individuals and you as a cell group, how you're reaching beyond yourselves in taking the compassion and the love of Christ to others. As we begin again this evening, listening to this tape, we might pause for a few moments, aware that Jesus is present, dwelling in, living in each of us, and that he is the one that binds us together. Our gospel this evening is that of the prodigal son. It is Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 3, and again verses 11 to 32. When I mention that it's about the prodigal son, you know the story. You have reflected upon it, I know, but once you hear the beginning of that story, you know how it evolves and you know its ending. So, it's many respects, there's very little new that we can say about it. But what is the Lord saying to us this evening through this gospel? He may be speaking a new word to us again. He is speaking, I know, through this passage again to us. A few thoughts. First of all, it is the central gospel for this year of mercy, inviting us to reflect on the mercy, the compassion of God the Father, and then, having learned of his compassion to us, that we can share it in the way we relate to others. The context of the gospel is interesting. It says, meanwhile, tax collectors and sinners were seeking the company of Jesus. So you get a picture. The tax collectors and the sinners, those who were excluded from the community of faith, who were on the fringe, who were away from, who were pushed away from, who were not seen to be part of the community that Jesus founded. And here they were seeking his company. But more than that, he was accepting them, and he was sitting down and he was eating with them. And then it goes on, that opening sentence, all of them eager to hear what he had to say. There was a wanting to hear the word of God. Next sentence, but the Pharisees and teachers of the law frowned at this, muttering, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. The Pharisees are popular figures in the writings of St. Luke. He seems to have a particular interest in them. And the normal explanation is that as he observed the Christian community, he observed that there was a mentality and there were people who wanted to exclude people from the community, who had, if you like, faith and what it meant to be a follower of Jesus all worked out, and that it was for us and we could stand in judgment upon others, that a narrow understanding of God's mercy, indeed if they had any real understanding of God's mercy. So here it is, two groups of people, and one was wanting the company of Jesus and the others were criticizing him. Now, I won't go into many details with the story, but you have two types of people described in the story. One is as identified by the younger son, and then comes the elder son. The younger son just gathered up his belongings and said, I'm off, I'm away. No reference to anyone else. I'm living my life the way I want it. and then he squandered all that he had. And we can just imagine, our imagination takes us to wine, women, and song. But there was something else he squandered, I think. It was the sense of his own well-being, his sense of self-respect, the idealism that he had when he set out, and that was gone, that was lost. I also think that the squandering of all that he had, maybe that sense of emptiness at times that we can have. All we have is given. There's no more to give. There's an emptiness. And then the phrase is, coming to his senses. Coming to himself, really, is the meaning of it. Coming, waking up to who he is. And he began to remember moments of dignity that he had, and how it was when he was at home with his family, with the community, with the Christian community. And so it led him to return to himself, return to answering the question, what is the point of life? So he undertook a journey into his deeper self, away from his ego, we might say today, but a journey into God, a journey into Jesus, a journey discovering the meaning of it all. He had lost all, and now he set out on a journey, a moment of grace. It is felt as a very human experience. Just, I've lost, I've squandered all. But here is the moment of grace, God's gift. He needed great courage to head out into the unknown, no longer familiar. Will he be welcomed? Will there be a life worth living when I turn towards myself and towards God and try to find a relationship with Jesus? But he followed his deepest instinct. And then comes the second person, the second type of person, the elder brother. There he is, the responsible one, the one who kept his show on the road, the rational. He had worked things out. He knew where he was going. But then when he came face to face with rejoicing and the invitation of the Father, he said he became angry, resentful, aggressive. And perhaps there is much of us, much of me I can recognize in some of this. It can take many forms. I should get greater recognition. I deserve better. I do so much good, and yet, why did this happen to me? Little do they know how hard I have worked. And so there can surface anger, resentment, aggressiveness, self-pity. And for us, these are the things that we need to be aware of. Perhaps we're like that elder son, or perhaps we're like that younger son. One thing is true. There is a compassion of the Father towards each. He has an equal love for each of them. The compassion, that movement from the inside of the Father going out to embrace both of them. One allows them to embrace him. The other seems to stand somewhat indifferent. You know, you've never given me anything, not even a young goat to celebrate with. But this other boy, my other brother, you're giving him so much. We can imagine the compassion of the Father. My son, you're always with me, and everything I have is yours. Everything I have is yours. But we're going to celebrate. He was lost and is found. and there is an invitation that the Father wants them to be part of the community, to be embraced by that same compassion, the compassion of God, falling upon the younger son and the elder son alike. We don't know the ending for that elder son, but he was given that invitation to be embraced by a love that was deep, a love that is divine. Perhaps he accepted, perhaps not. But it is telling us, pointing us towards the compassionate heart of Jesus for each person. As a conclusion, where do we stand in relation to this? Well, God forgives all. He just doesn't choose some people and leaves others on the sideline. His compassion goes out towards all. And what I would suggest to you for the coming week is that you might take some time, perhaps a number of times, when you pray for the people who come your way. How can you issue a welcome to them? A welcome to experience a deeper faith. A welcome of return to be embraced by God. Let you just pray about the people that you meet and wonder how you can be the compassionate presence of Jesus for each one that you meet.